Assalamu alaikum, Khawateen Hazrat. Welcome back to another episode of Thought Behind Things. Aaj ki again with a Wednesday special, we have Ali, our consultant psychologist. Ali, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great, great, great. So, aaj humne discuss karna tha propaganda, jiske upar last time touch upon kiya tha. And one of the interesting things about propaganda is ke it's something jo ke everybody knows exists.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody consumes it. Everybody gets propaganded or whatever it is you call someone jisko affect hota hai.
Yeah.
And everybody feels like they know ke bhai propaganda avoid kar chuke hum. But somehow it's done so elegantly now in the new day and age. Khaskar jab hum Pakistan mein baith kar dekhte hain to you know hum to phir bhi bada standard or conventional tarike se abhi tak baat kar rahe hain ke acha you know propaganda like hamara propaganda jo hota hai na bada standard hota hai Pakistan India wala hota hai ya Muslim wala hota hai but when I see particularly in the West jitna zyada wo show dalte hain Hitler ki propaganda machinery ko aur ab the way that they've sold their narrative all across the world I find that most fascinating and I feel like you know in Pakistan in countries like Pakistan hum logo ne abhi tak us level pe understand nahi kiya ki propaganda kitna evolve ho chuka hai so you know starting with this conversation, what do you think is the main reason why humans succumb to propaganda so easily?
Well, because they're humans. In the short version of this podcast, thank you for listening. But main apna ek khud preamble dena chahunga aur wo ye hoga ki abhi I'm going to get into this question and we're going to discuss it. Today we're going to go through a bit of a story.
Okay.
Jisse hame ek to pata chalega propaganda shuru kaise hua. I mean, it's been there for a very long time, like informally. And we're going to go through a story that's going to tell us, everyone watching, how it might be impacting your lives in ways you don't even understand and how you are seen and used as a commodity.
Right.
So, thoda sa history lesson hoga aaj. So, Edward Bernays, Sigmund Freud ka nephew tha, he was in the US.
Mm-hmm.
And he was working with the government at the time. He's widely referred to as the father of public relations.
Right.
And he picked up a lot of Freud's theories and he theorized ke zaruri nahi hai ki agar kisi cheez ki demand nahi hai to aap bana nahi sakte. He said you could engineer demand.
Okay.
And he did it very well. He wrote a book called, it was titled Propaganda by Edward Bernays.
And that's the book that was used by Hitler eventually.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Achha, achha, achha,
his political regime used it as well.
That's yeah, and this is what decade was this?
This is, I think, World War One ke time pe he started being active in propaganda work in the U.S. government. I think the book was written somewhere in the early 30s, if I'm not wrong.
Right.
But I don't remember properly. Lekin isne First World War mein kaam karna shuru kiya tha to try and convince certain Americans that they should be entering World War One, and he did pretty well.
Right.
So, you know, we can debate all day about was what Bernays did right or wrong because we know how much damage it caused. But what Bernays believed was ke this is necessary for any society to function, for us to use propaganda.
Right.
Now, how true that is up to anyone watching. It's anyone's guess. But I want to tell you a little bit about what he did. There's a documentary as well, if anyone wants to watch it. I think it's called... There's a whole docu-series about Edward L. Bernays. Mujhe bhul gaya uska naam
kya hai. Netflix pe hai ye?
Netflix pe nahi hai. I don't remember what it's called, but here. So today I'm going to tell you a bit about the story about how women started smoking, particularly in the US, and how that design of propaganda trickled down everywhere else. And Edward L. Bernays ka usme kya aata? Because he is single-handedly responsible for a lot of things. His ideas have really taken, you know, drive over the last 100 years. So, sabse pehle to ye ke, I think after post-World War II, when this is a few years after women got the right to vote in the US, and when feminism was, I think, in its second wave, if I'm not incorrect, Edward L. Bernays ko hire kiya gaya by the American Tobacco Company in the US.
Achha, I think ye Mad Men wala time.
Haan, exactly, right. Exactly.
Yeah.
So, he was hired then, and he was hired to create demand for women smoking, because at the time 99% of women over the age of 45 did not smoke.
Right.
So Edward L. Bernays said, well, you can engineer demand. So they said, well, do it.
Right.
So he went in and he very famously did this thing called Torches of Freedom. Usme kya tha ki he equalized a woman smoking to a woman being equal to a man.
Right.
And he made turned that into a commodity. So he very famously did this parade where women were going out and they were smoking in front of everyone with men and whatnot. It was a display of power, so to say. And he used cigarettes as a commodity that would further the cause for that display of equality or power and whatnot. So by a very large percentage, this was done in a particular place, I think somewhere in Washington, and it really picked up. Women started buying more cigarettes. Waqt ke saath saath, when other organizations and other tobacco companies also saw what he was doing, they said, well, why don't we do this?
Right.
And I have a few ads here of some of the stuff that they started doing to make a commodity out of what people wanted to do, you know, out of what people inherently wanted to be, because Edward Albanese ka jo pura kaam tha, unconscious drive ke upar chalta tha.
Right. Very what related. Does that mean?
So, you know how we were talking about anchoring or mm-hmm. in the last one, and we were talking about how we're irrational or hame samajh mein nahi aati. So, Edward Albanese, his entire idea, his theory was that we are irrational. And agar aap irrational needs, the need to be attractive, the need to be wanted, the need to be liked, which is something that almost all of us have. If you can play on those, you can create that demand for pretty much anything.
Right.
So, for example, would you agree that cigarettes are harmful for your health?
Obviously. Right?
So, there's this ad by Lucky Strikes far back. I don't know if anyone can see it. Should
yeah,
I?
I'm sorry.
Let me point it over here.
Yeah.
Yeah? So what it says is, to keep a slender figure, no one can deny, reach for a Lucky instead of a sweet. Achha. It's toasted.
So it's slender, like is my body type ko usne saath correlate kiya.
Exactly. So what Achha. They said was, ke, you want to keep, you know, they were playing on basically what the idea of attraction at the time was for, you know, how women should be slender and whatnot, which of course we've progressed quite a bit from that idea. But at the time, that's what it was. And Lucky Strikes played that game where they said, reach for a Lucky instead of a sweet. It's going to keep you slender. And then at the bottom on the right, it's toasted. Right?
Right.
Very clever. Same thing over here. I smoke a Lucky instead of eating sweets. This was another ad that they created. And then another one. This one was really interesting. Okay, I really don't know if I should smoke. I'll read this one out.
Yeah.
So here they actually equalized it with the power of the woman of a woman to vote, which is some, which was something that was recent. Now listen to this. This is by a cigarette company. I really don't know if I should smoke, but my brothers and my sweetheart smoke, and it does give me a lot of pleasure. Women began to smoke, so they tell me, just about the time they began to vote. But that's hardly a reason for women smoking. I guess I just like to smoke, that's all. So they're giving you the argument.
Yeah, and then they're giving an answer directly in it.
Exactly. Right? But also saying, okay, you know, we understand that that's not really a reason for you to smoke.
Yeah.
It so happens that I smoke Chesterfield. They seem to be milder and they have a very pleasing taste. Or Chesterfield ne ek aur ad run kiya tha about how the cigarettes that they make will protect your lips. They're not going to let them be far too damaged or whatnot.
Right.
So they combined it with everything they could, from a woman's ability to vote, to a woman gaining equality socially to men, to women wanting to be more attractive. Everything. They commoditized that entire movement.
Yeah.
They made a commodity out of everything that they were doing, and they basically started profiting off of it.
Yeah.
And just imagine the money they made off of that.
Yeah.
And now, you know, it's common for women around the world to smoke. Before that, it wasn't.
Yeah. And this, balki main aapki jo ye aapki wali baat hai na, mujhe badi isse se fascinate kar rahi hai, because honestly, a couple of weeks ago, I was on Facebook, just going through some, you know, these Facebook groups jahan par log aate hain aur aake, khas kar ye gender related bahut sari log aake apne opinions likh rahe hote hain. So somebody said exactly the same thing. You know, I'm just so sick of the fact that Pakistani society mein abhi tak khawateen ko jo hai wo normalize nahi kiya gaya ke wo smoke kar sakti hain. Mard to subah shaam kar rahe hote hain aur koi poochta nahi hai what not. Aur humne dekha bhi hai ki, you know, Myra Khan smoking on a, you know, pavement created
response
huge,
that got. Yeah,
absolutely. And then I read that and I was like, yes, absolutely, like bilkul normal si baat hai. Agar mard kar raha hai to aurat bhi kar le. Meri zaat ko kya farak pad raha hai na. Like, I'm not going around saying ke yaar ye har mard ko ke what are you doing, why are you smoking. But then there was a comment which said the exact same thing, you know, ڈو یو امیجن کہ ہم یہ کہہ رہے ہیں کہ اگر ایک جو ہے وہ سوسائڈ کر رہا ہے تو دوسرے کو بھی سوسائڈ کا اتنا ہی حق ملے, بجائے اس کے کہ ہم ایکچوئل میں یہ سوچیں کہ جو ایک سوسائڈ کر رہا ہے وہ کیوں کر رہا ہے اور اس کو ہم کس طرح سے روکیں. لائک اینڈ دیٹس دا سیم لائن آف آرگیومنٹ جو کہ ایکچولی دس از مور لاجیکل لائن آف آرگیومنٹ جو پہلی والی ہے وہ وہی بنیز والی ہے.
Yeah, exactly. So and it's so deeply embedded.
Yeah.
It's so deeply embedded, right? Instead, I mean, we should not, it shouldn't be normal. I mean, if you're looking health-wise, it shouldn't be normal,
shouldn't be normal for either. Yeah.
It should be really looked down upon. And uske liye appease karne ke liye tobacco companies ne kya kiya, they put an ugly image of someone who gets lung cancer on it, or someone who gets this cancer or that cancer. And I don't know, I'm not aware kis ke upar research hai nahi ki wo kitna kaam karta hai, but I'm sure they must have done their own research to make sure it doesn't impact cigarette sales too horribly.
Yeah.
Putting, you know, an image of lungs on it. At one point, aap desensitize ho jate ho.
Desensitize bhi ho jate hain, plus wo image bhi wo aise hi dalte hain ki آپ کنیکٹ ہی نہیں کر پاتے اس کے ساتھ, وہ آپ کو بہت ہی رینڈم لگتی ہے. بیکاز آئی ہیو بین اے اسموکر فار اے ویری لانگ ٹائم اینڈ آئی ہیو کوئٹ لائک 8-9 منتھس اگو.
اور
یہ اینڈ اس میں جب میں دیکھتا تھا نا, مجھے یاد ہے جب نیا نیا یہ انٹروڈیوس ہوتا ہے, پہلے تو اسموکنگ کیا جاتا تھا وہ تو نو بڑی گیو ٹو شٹس اباؤٹ اٹ نا. پھر جب انہوں نے تصویر ڈالنا شروع کی تو اسٹارٹ میں مجھے یاد ہے 3-4 دن ہوا کہ یار یہ دیکھو کتنی عجیب سی تصویر ہے, بٹ دین ایوری بڈی واز لائک یار میجورٹی آف دا پیپل اراؤنڈ یو اسموک ہیو بین اسموکنگ 5 packs, 6 packs, 10 packs. And what they've taken is a worst case scenario, and I feel like they've done it purposely.
Mm-hmm.
They've taken a worst case scenario that is so rare ke you're just like, nahi ye to mujhe kuch bhi ho gaya, ye to nahi hoga to aage jao. Halanki all of the other very real problems that might cause, uska mujhe constantly nahi ho raha. Like, you know, agar wo uske pe likha ho na, for example, ke this pack is going to reduce X amount of days of your life.
Yeah.
That's going to constantly hit you, but they're never going to do that.
That's pretty good. Yeah, and you know, why would they do that?
Why would they do that? Yeah.
So, ab wahi baat hai ki, you know, is pe bhi hame zara sochna padta hai ki hamari apni jo values hain, they're commodities.
Yeah.
In the modern age of marketing and perception management and propaganda, everything we believe in can be used as a commodity.
Yeah.
And that's scary.
Yeah.
That's a scary thought, but it's the truth. Kyunki matlab kabhi kabhi main jab sochta hu na ki pata nahi mujhe kitni hidden forces چلا رہے ہیں ایک چیز کی طرف جانے کے لیے, میرا دماغ پھٹ جاتا ہے بیکاز میں اگر 3-4 کے بارے میں سوچ بھی لوں یہ بھی ہو سکتا ہے وہ بھی ہو سکتا ہے اینڈ دین دیئر سو مینی دیٹ آئی ڈونٹ ایون نو اباؤٹ
پوائنٹ ایگزیکٹلی. اینڈ آپ پریشان ہونا شروع ہوتے ہیں. میں اس کی نا اگین ایگزامپلس دیتا ہوں, تھنگس دیٹ وی سو ڈیئرلی بلیو ان, ٹھیک ہے, ڈونٹ وانٹ ٹو گیٹ ان ٹو ریلیجن, بٹ سرفیس کے اوپر ٹچ کر کے لاٹ آف واٹ وی آر ٹولڈ ان گروئنگ اپ ریلیجیس تھاٹ کے اوپر, وہ پولیٹیکل ہوتا ہے, وہ ان لوگوں کا ہوتا ہے جو کہ اس ریجن کے ریلیجس اس کو کنٹرول کرتے ہیں. ویو سین دیٹ یو نو ان افغان وار, ویو سین دیٹ یو نو ان دی عراق ایران وار, کہ کنٹینیوسلی ویسٹ نے پروپیگینڈا یوز کیا. ایون ان پاکستان ٹوڈے یو نو دیر از اے سیکٹیرین ڈیوائڈ دیٹس بینگ کریئیٹڈ تھرو دی یوز آف پروپیگینڈا اینڈ پیپل آر سکمنگ ٹو دیٹ بیکاز آف یو نو دیئر پرسنل بلیفس. اینڈ اگین جب اگر ریلیجن اور اسپرچویلٹی ایز اے کموڈیٹی استعمال ہو رہی ہے تو گاڈ الون نوز, باقی تو آپ کیا ہی کر سکتے ہو. پھر اسی طریقے سے اس کی کانٹرڈکشن ایک مجھے اس میں آتی ہے کہ فیمنزم کے اندر وی ٹاک الاٹ اباؤٹ ہاؤ مین آر ورکنگ سو ویمن نیڈ ٹو ورک, اینڈ ون آف دا بیڈ سیڈ بائی پروڈکٹس دیٹ آئی ہیو سین ان ریسنٹ ٹائمز از کہ جو خواتین ہیں نا جو کہ خود سے اپنے شوق سے گھر بیٹھنا چاہتی ہیں, دے فیل بیڈ,
رائٹ,
دے جینیونلی فیل لائک اے لوزر in the society because they feel like, yeah, you know, we're not doing anything worthwhile. Mm-hmm. And that really makes me sad because ideally, and that's where you see capitalism playing a huge role, because you get, if you have 50% workers in the workforce, demand is for, let's say, like, agar 100 mein se 50 log kaam kar rahe hain, demand 70 logon ki hai, to 50 logon ka zyada pay karna padega.
Right.
Theek hai. Now you have 50% workers jo ke ghar baithe hue hain. آپ ایز اے بزنس اونر آپ کیا پروپیگینڈا کرو گے؟ آپ یہ کرو گے کہ یار یو نو اگر وہ گھر بیٹھی ہوئی ہیں تو تم بھی گھر بیٹھ سکتے ہو, تو اس کے بعد 50 میں سے شاید 30 لوگ اور گھر بیٹھ جائیں, کیونکہ ایٹ دی اینڈ آف دا ڈے ہمارے جو اسٹینڈرڈ لیونگ بڑھتا جا رہا ہے تو وی ہیو اے لاٹ آف ایکسیس. خاص کر کے آپ ویسٹ میں جائیں, دے ہیو ایکسیس آف فوڈ, دے ہیو ایکسیس آف انرجی, دے ہیو ایکسیس آف ایوری تھنگ. سو وٹ دے ڈیڈ واز دے سیڈ نہیں, 50 بندہ تو کر ہی رہا ہے, 50 جو باقی بیٹھا ہے اس کو بھی سم ہاؤ جاب پہ آنا چاہیے تاکہ ڈیمانڈ سپلائی سائڈ آپ کی زیادہ ہو جائے, ڈیمانڈ آپ کی کم رہے, تو آپ کو آٹومیٹکلی پرائز ڈراپ ہوگا ویجز کے اندر.
بالکل.
اینڈ دیٹس وائی لائک مجھے تو وہ پوری آرگیومنٹ ہی غلط لگتی ہے. آئی ایم اے ہیوج پروپوننٹ آف یو نو جینڈر پیرٹی اینڈ آل آف دوز تھنگس, بٹ ٹو سے دیٹ دا اونلی وے ٹو ہیو جینڈر پیرٹی از کہ آپ سب کو ورک فورس میں ڈال دو,
رائٹ,
از اے ویری کیپیٹلسٹک تھنگ ٹو سے. اب اس میں ہو کیا رہا ہے, اس میں یہ ہو رہا ہے کہ جی آپ کے मर तो काम कर ही रहे हैं, उनको तो निकलने का कोई सोसाइटी एक्सेप्ट ही नहीं करती ना कि वो कोई निकले। औरत भी अब काम पे लग जाती है, वो फिर वो वापस आते हैं, दोनों के दोनों फिगर आउट करने की कोशिश कर रहे होते हैं घर का काम किस तरह करें, बच्चे को किस तरह संभालें, ये करें वो करें। एंड व्हाट यू सी इज दीज मिलेनियल्स हु आर एक्सट्रीमली टायर्ड। मिलेनियल्स आर टायर्ड बियॉन्ड देयर माइंड्स बट दे डोंट अंडरस्टैंड व्हाई।
राइट
राइट एंड इट्स नॉट बैलेंस्ड। सो अगेन अ लॉट ऑफ दीज थिंग्स दैट वी सो क्लोजली बिलीव एंड आप बड़े अपनी जान मारे कर रहे होते हैं, वो एट द एंड ऑफ द डे पीछे से इज अ लॉट ऑफ प्रोपेगेंडा दैट वी आर सीइंग।
राइट
यू नो
I think ke any form of empowerment is limited to its socio-cultural context, right?
Right.
Matlab, if you live in a communist country, your idea of empowerment would be very different from living in a capitalist country.
Right.
So I think that's very similar to what you just said. Main saath ye soch raha hu ke, you know, there's direct and indirect ways. Some propaganda is very direct. Like, have you heard of Project MKUltra? कोल्ड वॉर के अंदर हुआ था, इट वॉज हेडेड बाई अ वेरी फेमस साइकोलॉजिस्ट हेनरी मरे।
अच्छा।
एंड ही डिड सम माइंड कंट्रोल एक्सपेरिमेंट्स। इट दिस इज वेरी फेमस, आई एम श्योर पीपल, देयर इज अ लॉट ऑफ कंस्पिरेसी थियरीज अबाउट इट एंड व्हाट नॉट। लेकिन एक चीज जो हमें पता है वो ये है कि
ही वाज साइलेंस ऑफ द लैम्स वाला।
नो, हेनरी मरे वॉज एन एक्चुअल साइकोलॉजिस्ट। आई थिंक दिस वॉज ड्यूरिंग द कोल्ड वॉर, सो समवेयर अराउंड द 70s एंड 80s। सो ही वॉज doing a lot of strange things to understand mind control, and there was a young man in Harvard who he experimented on, and this young man grew up to become the Unabomber, and
Achha.
He faced a lot of trauma jab Henry Murray was Cooper experiments kar raha tha, and when he was facing all of this trauma, many people theorize ke Ted Kaczynski uska naam tha jo Unabomber tha. Uske upar bahut mazey ka show bhi hai, I think Netflix pe hai if you want to watch it, Manhunt Unabomber. तो कहा जाता है कि द ट्रामा दैट ही वेंट थ्रू ड्यूरिंग दैट एंटायर प्रोसेस ऑफ अटेम्प्टिंग टू कंट्रोल हिज माइंड, मेनी पीपल से दैट इज द रीजन ही एंडेड अप बिकमिंग द यूनिबॉमर, यू नो। सो पुशिंग पीपल एथिकली टूवर्ड्स सर्टेन थिंग्स, दैट्स वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट। अ प्रोजेक्ट एम के अल्ट्रा टॉट द US गवर्नमेंट एंड द CIA अ लॉट अबाउट वेल बिहेवियरल चेंज एंड हाउ टू नच पीपल इन वन डायरेक्शन और द अदर, बट एट वॉट कॉस्ट।
राइट
Even I, for example, I run my page. I practice perception management too. I'll give you a very small example. Earlier this year, I did a training on assertiveness. This is right before COVID hit. I think 2 months before the lockdown. January mein maine shayad kiya. Haan, January mein kiya tha. Ab assertiveness training, a communication training hai. Ke people, there's a spectrum of communication. Log ya to passive pe lie karte hain, ya to aggressive pe lie karte hain, ya phir wo assertiveness pe lie karte hain. Assertiveness is the healthier place to be in.
Right.
So maine the title that I put a lot of thought into this, the title that I gave to get the people into this workshop, and I was only taking 12 or 13 people into this workshop, so the title I gave was assertiveness training, learning how to say no.
Okay.
Now aggressive people don't have an issue saying no.
Yeah.
They have an issue saying no without pissing everyone else off.
Yeah.
It's passive people who have a really hard time saying no. So already embedded in my camp or in this poster that I made was something that was directed very clearly towards people with passive behavior. And then I did a little trick. Everyone came in, and I think in the first few minutes maine unko jab explain kiya passive behavior kya hota, aggressive behavior kya hota, assertive kya hota. मैंने कहा आई एम विलिंग टू बेट दैट मोर देन 80% ऑफ द पीपल सिटिंग हियर हैव पैसिव कम्युनिकेशन, दे विल आइडेंटिफाई विद देमसेल्व्स एज पैसिव कम्युनिकेटर्स। मैंने कहा सो हाउ मेनी ऑफ यू आर पैसिव, आई थिंक 12 लोग थे जिनमें से 11 हाथ उठे थे, सो इट वर्क्ड राइट, एंड दे वर वेरी सरप्राइज्ड, इट लुक्स लाइक मैजिक एट दैट टाइम, हाउ डिड यू नो दैट, बट द फैक्ट इज दैट इफ यू
you anchored to them towards that.
Yeah, exactly. If you understand these basic human principles on how to pull or push people towards one thing or another, and of course you have to do it very ethically, because at the end of the day, I was very gratifying doing that workshop, because uske baad mujhe bahut logon ne approach kiya tha, it really helped, we've been practicing and whatnot. But of course, you know, one could make the argument that what I did was manipulative. You could absolutely say that, but that's what marketing is.
Yeah, but and again, jo aapne thodi pehle baat boli ki societies ko function karana without propaganda is impossible.
Yeah, absolutely.
I do agree with that. You said ki, you know, you it's up to the viewers. Personally, yeah. mera opinion ye hai ki I think without propaganda, you can't have a functioning system.
I agree.
Of millions of people in the modern day, all adhering to one... matlab, chalein, Pakistan toh ek aisi country hai jo ki itni diverse hai ki isko toh sambhalna waise hi mushkil hai. But bahut sari duniya mein countries hain. 10, 12, 15 million log hain ethnically, ethnicity-wise, same hain, sara kuch hai. Lekin still people are very diverse. And you will always have to unify them for a single cause. That could be either the nation building or whatever it is. That will get them motivated to do whatever you have to achieve as a singular strength. And for that, without propaganda,
yeah,
it's just impossible.
I have a very interesting story to tell you. I'm not going to name the organization, otherwise you and I are both going to get in trouble. I did an internship once. There were many, many people there. There were almost 100 people at this internship. And hume kaha gaya tha ki aap logo ka kaam hai towards the end of the internship to get 1,000 followers on your Twitter.
Right.
And you know, you don't have to post about us, but you have to get them there. Now, naturally, because the organization has instructed us to get these followers, and we're being told we're being monitored, and hamara aim hi hai. So naturally, we're going to be putting out stuff that is somehow going to be related to what the organization would want us to be, because we're told we're being monitored.
Right.
Imagine 100 people you have for an internship for 6 weeks, and at the end of the internship, all of them have amassed 1,000 followers who are putting out content that will support your organization's ideology.
Right.
That's 100,000 people in 6 weeks.
Yeah.
That's propaganda in the form of an internship.
Yeah.
And who knows, you know, there are so many more ways. I'm sure I've fallen victim to propaganda in so many more ways than I can ever imagine.
Yeah. Yourself and, as well. And again, like, main wahi keh raha hu ki maine jo bada wo dekha tha na, system iske pehle log thoda annoy bhi ho jaye. But there's a particular country, theek hai, jo ki hamare students ko scholarships deti hai.
Acha.
Theek hai.
Okay.
High school ko bhi deti hai, ek saal ki university students ko bhi deti hai, aur phir eventually full programs ke liye deti hai. Bahut sare hamare jaate hain you know, is particular country mein. Acha, jab wo scholarship se wahan par apna cultural exchange kar kar wapas aate hain, to wapas aake na wo unke programs hote hain regularly. Unki embassy jo hai wo unko ikhatta karti hai, conferences karati hai, sara kuch hota hai, aur wo leaders banate hain. Theek hai, phir uske baad yahi log jo hain wo inke projects hote hain, har saal apne projects lekar aate hain, aur phir ye projects unki funding hoti hai aur sara kuch hota hai. Jab aap bahar se dekhte hain na, आपको लगता है कि यार ये एक बड़ा अच्छा ह्यूमन डेवलपमेंट का काम हो रहा है. ठीक है, यू कैन नॉट फॉर द लाइफ ऑफ यू कैन नॉट आइडेंटिफाई देयर इज अ प्रॉब्लम. एंड एक्चुअली अगर आप देखें जो लोग हैं बिल्कुल ग्रास रूट से ही लोगों को उठाते हैं,
इंडिविजुअल के लेवल पे आप देखें तो इट्स ग्रेट,
और वो ग्रास रूट से उठाकर लेकर जाते हैं, वो बंदे लीडर्स बनाते हैं.
बट
जो वो लीडर्स बनते हैं ना, दे नॉट फ्री थिंकर्स. यू वॉन्ट फाइंड आउटलायर्स. एंड इवन एज अ मैटर ऑफ फैक्ट, मैंने ये भी देखा कि जब मैं एक ज़माना 2012 से 14 के दरमियान ना, मैं बहुत ज़्यादा इस सर्किट में इन हो गया था जिसमें डेवलपमेंट सेक्टर सर्किट, सो लॉट ऑफ दीज टॉक्स एंड यू नो पैनल डिस्कशंस एंड व्हाट नॉट. अच्छा, मेरा जो माइंड सेट था हमेशा वो ये था कि मैं, हालांकि आई वॉज दिस परफेक्ट जो आपका लिबरल पोस्ट मॉडर्न लिबरल जो बनता है वो वाला माइंड सेट था, बट मेरा कब लाइक आउटलुक थी, बट मेरे ख्यालात बड़े डिफरेंट थे. क्योंकि मैं बहुत क्रिटिकली चीज़ों को देख रहा था, तो मेरा ये होता था कि यार, फॉर एग्जांपल, ईस्टर्न वैल्यू ऑफ रिलीजन एंड स्पिरिचुअलिटी बीइंग अ वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट पार्ट ऑफ योर लाइफस्टाइल.
राइट.
मेरा पॉइंट ये था कि यार, पाकिस्तान जैसी कंट्री के अंदर जहाँ पर मेजॉरिटी अडेयर करती है इस चीज़ को, आप एक हैविंग अ कॉन्वर्जेशन के दिस शुड बी अ सेक्युलर नेशन इज अनडेमोक्रेटिक.
इंटरेस्टिंग. ओके.
ठीक है, लाइक सो वेस्टर्न वैल्यू सेज डेमोक्रेसी वाइल सेइंग secularism in a country where majority want religious based.
So if I understand what you're saying correctly, is you're saying ke ek jo presupposition pehle se hoti hai democracy ki, wo secularism hoti hai.
Nahin. Main ye keh raha hu ki western democracy ne na, khas kar american hum utha le agar to wo ek apne aap ko is pe build karte hain ki you know we're a secular democracy.
Right.
Theek hai. Ab aur wo kehte hain ki pakistan jaisi country mein democracy honi chahiye. ठीक है, बट वो ये भी कहते हैं कि पाकिस्तान में सेक्युलरिज्म होना चाहिए. दोज टू थिंग्स आर कॉन्ट्रडिक्टरी टू इच अदर, बिकॉज द विल ऑफ द पीपल इज दैट द कंट्री नीड्स एन इस्लामिक सिस्टम.
राइट. हाँ, आई गेस द मेजॉरिटी फॉर श्योर. या
ठीक है. सो इफ द विल ऑफ द पीपल इज दैट, देन हाउ कैन don't you find this a very dictatorial thought that someone okay. who can assume that he is more intellectually sound than the general population can come in and define what the system should be?
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Right? Because that's the same thing that happens with dictators. And a military man will come in and say, you know, I feel like this is how the country needs to be run. You all are idiots. क्रिटिकल थिंकिंग का तकाजा ये है कि यार हर बंदे को ओपन स्पेस दी जाए. हाँ, हम कम्युनिकेट शायद डिफरेंटली करते हों, हम सोचते डिफरेंट तरीके से हों, लेकिन हर इंसान की इक्वल वेटेज है. दैट्स डेमोक्रेसी.
राइट.
तो जब मैंने ये ख्याल दो चार जगहों पे किए ना, तो मैं एकदम से आउट हो गया सर्किट से.
ठीक है,
टिल द पॉइंट कि फिर मुझे समझ आ गया, मैं थोड़ा माइल्ड हो जाते हैं, फिर मैं वापस बड़े प्यार से इन हो गया. एंड दैट्स वेयर आई रियलाइज्ड कि अ लॉट ऑफ टाइम्स व्हाट हैपेंस इज कि प्रोपेगेंडा बड़े टेढ़े तरीके से भी आ रहा होता है कि आप एक पूरी एक हायरार्की बिल्ड करेंगे और वो हायरार्की में लोग पार्टिसिपेट करोगे. हम कहते हैं ना पेड जर्नलिस्ट्स, अ लॉट ऑफ टाइम्स नोबडी इज पेड. देर इंजीनियर टू बिलीव अ सर्टन वे एंड दे पैशनेटली सेल समवन एल्सस प्रोपेगेंडा.
या आई थिंक दैट्स एग्जैक्टली व्हाट इज हैपनिंग इन दिस इंटर्नशिप आई वाज टेलिंग यू अबाउट.
या
एंड यू नो व्हाट यू सेड अर्लियर, कभी-कभी टेढ़ा और प्रोपेगेंडा भी एक टेढ़े तरीके से आ रहा होता है. तो आई थिंक गुड प्रोपेगेंडा इज प्रोपेगेंडा यू डोंट सी.
Yeah, 100%. You know, 100%. And that's why मैं कह रहा हूँ कि वेस्ट बहुत आगे निकल चुका है.
हाँ, without a doubt. I mean, ये तो जो मैं अभी बातें बता रहा हूँ, these are pretty obvious to us now because these are very clear, right?
Hindsight में ना सारी.
Hindsight में. And अभी बहुत clear है because it was developing back then. लेकिन अभी, for example, Starbucks जो है, they have a behavioral change. They have an entire department dedicated to this alone.
Right.
How do you nudge people towards buying this or buying that? Big MNCs have departments. They have researchers coming in, behavioral scientists, who can understand करने की कोशिश करते हैं कि हमने behavioral nudge कैसे create करना है towards any product or service. So
which reminds me,
yeah,
recently, have you seen Glow and Lovely?
No, I haven't.
You haven't seen Glow and Lovely? It's the biggest rage in town.
No, I haven't.
So Fair and Lovely has officially rebranded itself to Glow and Lovely.
Oh yeah, I heard about that.
And it's not Fair and Lovely anymore, it's all about glowing in your natural skin color. So,
nice.
So you know, like it's pura falsafa unhone change kar diya.
Good luck ever getting sponsored by them.
No, I think I mean main keh raha hu falsafa change kar diya. Could be good, could be bad.
But Glow and Lovely.
but ha, like again, uske bhi badi controversy hai. A lot of people are saying ki, you know, just because you've rebranded yourself doesn't mean you're not perpetuating the same thing. Mera usme mixed opinion hai.
You know, uspe to main bhi kahunga ki, I mean, what can a brand do to reclaim or redeem itself?
Yeah, like mera exactly yahi mera uspe aa raha tha.
And that's genuinely a question. I'm not challenging someone who says ke they're perpetuating the same thing. They might be. But my question is ke what can a brand do? This is just something to think about, even for me. What can these brands do, jo ke prana ideals pe chal raha, which were so acceptable at the time? I'm just wondering ke what would their strategy be to redeem themselves to a more progressive society? And it's a I can't imagine how they would do that.
I think outrage culture jo hai na, wo jo again wo cancer culture wali baat hai ki jo ki bas main jis tarah logon ko dekh raha hu na, wo unka bas ye hai ki ab bas Fair and Lovely ka formula khatam ho jaye. Agar wo aapko chemically koi nuksan nahi pahuncha raha, agar wo kuch nahi kar raha, to wo phir if they're selling it as Glow and Lovely, I feel like it's fine now. What's the problem? Similarly, Daraz ka ek bada piece recently hua ki, you know, ek bachcha tha, usne drone order kiya, usme patthar aaye. तो ही इज व्लॉगर, 10 year old, 11 year old kid, गिलगित में रहता है. तो उसने जो है ना वो किया और उसकी वो वीडियो चल रही है और वो बड़े मजे से उसको बता रहा है कि गाइज हम ये अनबॉक्स करेंगे और सारा कुछ. उसने खोला है और खोल के पत्थर है उसके अंदर. एंड इज जस्ट लाइक गाइज फ्रॉड है गाइज. उसका छोटा भाई है 7-8 साल का.
दैट्स जस्ट बैड.
थ्रोस द बॉक्स अवे. एंड इट्स द क्यूटेस्ट एंड मोस्ट हार्ट ब्रेकिंग वीडियो,
आई एम श्योर. या
राइट. एंड देन 2 days लेटर व्हाट दे डिड वाज दे फ्लू अ गाय फ्रॉम कराची टू गिलगित, गॉट देम अ बंच ऑफ DSLRs एंड ड्रोन्स एंड व्हाट नॉट, एंड made a great video out of it, right? I thought that was genius. Like, that's what any brand should do. You're getting bad press, turn an adversity into an opportunity.
Yeah, and you know, that also means admitting when you've made a mistake.
Absolutely,
because
right?
That's what they had to do.
Yeah.
You know? Agar aap agle saal Daraz ke saare logon ko nikal dein jo is waqt aur naye logon ko laaye, Daraz will still be Daraz. There will be some changes. Maybe we'll be able to see some, maybe we won't. Lekin a brand doesn't exactly have a conscience, you know? It's people's job in these brands ke agar aisa koi incident hua hai, to they have to make the best to manage the perception by the public.
Yeah.
So I understand where the outrage comes from, but then again mujhe thoda ajeeb lagta hai ke, I mean
outrage is good because what outrage does is ke it self regulates these brands
without doubt.
and makes them, and outrage is the reason why Fair and Lovely went to became Glow and Lovely.
But you know, it's paradoxical. Haan, ye Fair and Lovely wali, that's different, of course. Main agar ye Draaz wali misal lu, ye jo this whole thing you told me about, you know, this kid who found the rock and whatnot. I mean, even though it happened, I don't think anyone did it out of goodwill.
I don't think
Draaz did it out of goodwill.
Yeah, they did it because they turned an adversity into an opportunity.
Absolutely.
That's what it
is. That's fine.
Yeah.
That's what they do.
That's capitalism, right?
That's what it is. And, you know, to expect that to be completely genuine, I think, is
it's impossible. Childish. It's impossible. Even people who have small businesses, they'll do it once, they'll do it twice. Ek point aayega jab aap McDonald'size kar denge apne business ko.
Right.
And you will take feelings out. Because hota ye hai ki if you have feelings, then having feelings in a business means that if you have crappy customers, you will become a crappy person to other good customers as well.
You know, that's interesting you'd say that, because to get you to buy, they capitalize on your feelings. And we know this now. Ab ye jo humne,
per se, say that again.
To get you to buy something, they're going to be capitalizing on those feelings.
Right.
Right? So what you're saying is ke, as an organization, if you have feelings, it's going to be difficult.
Yeah.
But then at the same time, these organizations are playing on your feelings to get you to buy their products. You know, the whole thing we did, we spoke about cigarettes, we spoke about nudging, and we spoke about anchors. That's them manipulating your emotions entirely. But as a brand in total, I don't know. I guess it can't have an emotional, it's not an emotional being, you know?
Yeah, like I feel like it has to be very, very emotionless and have a set of rules that define or identify ki wo kis tarah react karega, kis tarah perform karega. Jis tarah, for example, like recently we went to a Sapphire and my wife got this dress medium size mein, and it was supposed to be in small. So she came home and she try rooms band hue the. She asked them, listen, try rooms aapke jo hain wo band hue mein, to main ghar jaake try karungi, agar nahi hua to main change karunga. Haan, fit hai, aap karwa lijiyega. Theek hai. अच्छा वो घर आए ट्राई किया नहीं हुआ तो सेंट अ ड्राइवर विद द यू नो क्लोथ्स एंड उनसे कहा कि चेंज कर दें. जब वहाँ पहुँचे तो वहाँ पहुँच के पता लगा कि उसका टैग नहीं लगा हुआ था.
राइट.
और टैग जो है घर पे यू नो इस्त्री करते हुए टैग उतर गया था. तो अब नॉर्मली इन अ स्टैंडर्डाइज्ड वो क्या करता है, वो बंदा कहता है कि जी अस्सलाम वालेकुम, खैर हमने कॉल देम एंड शी वाज टॉकिंग टू देम. तो प्रोसेस क्या होना चाहिए था, वो कॉल करता है, वो कहता है कि यार ये सीन है, हमने बताया ये सीन है, कार्ड नहीं भी है ना, दैट्स हमनास फॉल्ट थियोरेटिकली. ठीक है, हमने सेट की, बट यू डेंट मेंशन इट टू मी, लाइक व्हेन आई सेड मैं रिप्लेस करा लूंगी, आपने मुझे ये तो बता दिया कि विद इन 3 डेज कर देंगे, ये कर देंगे, बट आपने ये नहीं बताया मुझे कि हाँ रिसीट आपने कहा था, मैं रिसीट दे दिए, कार्ड आपने नहीं बोला था. एंड ही वॉज जस्ट लाइक कि नहीं मैम, कार्ड तो चाहिए होता है, नहीं बोला तो मेरा कंसर्न नहीं है, कार्ड तो चाहिए होता है. And that really annoyed us because I remember ke mujhe separately market mein 10 cheezein karke mujhe ye cheez pata thi, ye card chahiye, to I knew ke ha fault humne kiya, but as a customer meri expectation ye thi ki yaar wo itni simple si cheez kare, ma'am I'm really sorry ke aapke sath ye hua and ye hame bata dena chahiye tha, but hamara process ye hai. Right, what that guy did was he became emotional and he was like ke nahi, what the customer is doing is wrong. So I need to now, maine customer ko dikhana hai, madam aap galat hai. एंड एक छोटी सी सिचुएशन थी जिसको वो अवॉइड करके बहुत आराम से सेट कर सकता था. एंड आई फील लाइक के अ लॉट ऑफ, जब खासकर जब आप जाते हैं ना अमेरिका के अंदर, वहाँ पर कस्टमर सर्विस बहुत अच्छी होती है. कस्टमर इज ऑलवेज राइट. दे आर नॉट डूइंग दैट बिकॉज दे आर मोर, वो इमोशनली बड़े अच्छे लोग हैं, वो फीलिंग्स बड़ी हुए हैं, उन्होंने प्रोसेस एक ऐसा बना दिया है, देर इज नो फीलिंग अटैच टू इट. उसमें अगेन कंज्यूमर साइकोलॉजी है कि वो आपको, दे मेक यू बिलीव दैट यू आर हैविंग अ गुड टाइम.
या
छोटी छोटी चीज़ों के साथ. And that's why I feel like Pakistan mein brands aur brands ke sath feelings bahut choti businesses hote hain, shopkeeper hota hai, uska saath thodi si zyada wo kare, you know, char cheeze nikal ke dikha kare na, ke yaar ye bhi dikha do, ye bhi dikha do, ye bhi dikha do, kuch nahi khareed rahe, wo hona shuru ho jayega. Same cheez hum America mein jaye, unhone har cheez likhi hogi dimag mein, unke unhone data ke sath dekha hoga ki ye banda itni cheeze nikalwayega, uske baad hi jaakar ye khareedega. How do we lead him on to buying something?
Yeah, so
us level pe ja rahe.
Yeah, I mean, essentially what you're saying is ke yahan pe jo brands hain, brand identities hain, jis tarah brands function karte hain, it's not that developed yet in multiple ways, especially from a psychological perspective.
Yes.
And main jab main usko is tarah kahunga ke, for example, jaise maine kaha ke organize, you know what I'm sick of these ads that just show the product and two people around the product
dancing. That's
some stupid stuff. Misal ke taur pe, it's a mattress. Oh, look, I'm tired, I'll lie down. it's tea. Oh, we're having guests over, let's get them some nice tea. Oh, this is such nice tea. I don't see a lot of innovation from a psychological perspective. Yeah. No? I mean, this is just something I'd love to see. Yeah. Because we don't have those departments jo ke research kar rahe hain. You don't have behavioral science researchers or nudge experts who are helping you understand how you can use human behavior to nudge people in this direction. They're wasting their money on ads.
Yeah, they're wasting their money on ads.
This is truly what I believe. I think hamare jo main jo at least aata hai maine ads dekha. Ab to waise bhi it's interesting. Ab main zyada ads YouTube pe dekh raha hota hu. But it's really bad, honestly. It's pathetic.
And brand uski to brand guidelines ya uska to concept hi koi nahi hai na. Matlab mujhe as an influencer a lot of people reach me aur uska ye hota hai aap aise agar product aur product ki value proposition bata de main to kehta hu yaar आपको कोई ब्रांड होगा कोई एससीसी अच्छा मैंने मल्टीपल टाइम ऐसे हुआ है मुझे कोई पीआर कंपनी कॉल करी मैं कहूंगा अच्छा आप एससीसी किसको टारगेट कर रही हैं वो मुझसे पूछेंगे एससीसी हालांकि ये मार्केटिंग का बेसिक असूल है बेसिक असूल है कि सेगमेंटेशन होगी उसके हिसाब से आप अपनी लैंग्वेज को चेंज करेंगे बिकॉज अगर मैंने गलत लैंग्वेज में गलत एससीसी को से बात कर दी तो सडनली ब्रांड इक्विटी गिर जाएगी सारी सारी लेकिन उनको ये तक नहीं पता था बस वो एक जुमा बाजार की तरह लगा हुआ है कि यार लाइक्स एंड क्लिक्स आएंगे तो ब्रांड अच्छा चल रहा है
और उसकी और फिर वही ना इट्स द इन्फ्लुएंसर मार्केटिंग थिंग एंड इन्फ्लुएंसर अलोन कैन नॉट क्रिएट योर मार्केटिंग आइडेंटिटी दैट्स समथिंग यू हैव टू क्रिएट एंड देन यू कैन कैपिटलाइज ऑन दैट
एंड इवन वर्क विद द राइट इन्फ्लुएंसर्स जस्ट बिकॉज लाइक इफ यू आर आई मीन मैं जैसा टोयोटा को देखता हूँ ना सो दे वर्क विद मुरू एंड आई ट्रूली अंडरस्टैंड व्हाई बिकॉज मुरू को देखने वाले वो लोग हैं जो टोयोटा अफोर्ड कर सकते हैं
ओके
टोयोटा वाले जाकर के किसी समवन लाइक समवन फ्रॉम टिकटॉक को उठाएंगे जिसकी मैस मार्केट है दे आर नॉट इवन गोना गेट अ सिंगल कस्टमर बिकॉज वो लोग बस उसको एज अ ड्रीम देखेंगे बट देर नेवर द प्रोबेबिलिटी ऑफ देम बाइंग इज वर्चुअली क्लोज टू जीरो सिमिलरली गाला वाला जो है या पेप्सी वाला FMCG वाला है वो मुरू के पास जाता है उसको पैसे ज़ाया होते हैं बिकॉज इट्स अ वेरी स्मॉल ऑडियंस विद अ हाई यू नो स्पेंडिंग कैपेबिलिटी उस चंक में से पेप्सी के लिए वो बड़ा थोड़ा निकाल सकते हैं वेयर एज दे स्पेंड द सेम मनी अगेन ऑन अ टिकटॉकर एंड दे गेट अ लॉट ऑफ वैल्यू फॉर दैट मनी सो जो SEC वाला है ना हालांकि बड़ी थोड़ी आहिस्ता आहिस्ता डेवलप हो रही है बट मेजॉरिटी मैंने देखा कि हमारे ब्रांड्स के अंदर ये कॉन्सेप्ट नहीं है खासकर जो एजेंसी साइड के ऊपर लोग बैठे हुए जो कि प्राइमरीली लाकर कनेक्ट करते हैं ब्रांड्स को विद एडवर्टाइजर्स दे आर स्टिल नॉट एबल टू कनेक्ट विद द राइट के यार ठीक है मैंने इस SEC को टारगेट करना है उसके हिसाब से मुझे वो इन्फ्लुएंसर चाहिए जिसकी वो इमेजरी है जो कि मेरी SEC उससे कनेक्ट कर सके एंड बिकॉज ऑफ दैट होता क्या है कि प्रोडक्ट्स देन गेट एंडोर्स्ड बाई पीपल हु देन कंज्यूमर्स सी एंड नाउ दे आर लुकिंग एट योर प्रोडक्ट इन एन एंटायरली डिफरेंट वे देन हाउ यू इमेजिन इट टू लुक लाइक इन द फर्स्ट प्लेस
यू नो यहाँ पे ना आई एम गोना स्पीक एज अ साइकोलॉजिस्ट ऑन दिस अगेन मेरी रिसेंटली किसी से बात हो रही थी कि पाकिस्तान में आप जब रिसर्च की बात करते हैं ना तो इट्स वेरी लिमिटेड टू सम पर्टिकुलर एरियाज I there's very little research for example on consumer psychology theek hai mere khayal se aur phir log yahi kehte hain ki oh you know no, we're not getting hired because pakistan mein consumer psychology ki koi degree nahi hai koi ye nahi hai koi wo nahi hai so my mind just always goes to you know Brené's idea of engineering demand in order for you to start getting opportunities in organizations you have to show them what you can offer them
yeah
you know I have this friend who made this really nice ad for coffee and he sent it to someone to a brand and they were actually very interested and they wanted him on board so he made the ad first
yeah
showing what he's worth and what not he pitched it they loved it and they said come on board I think or maybe he sent it to a third party who really loved it who sent it to them the point is ke many things can be engineered demand is something that can be engineered if you know what you're doing
yeah
so once again you know this is just me
ye bahut interesting concept hai and I think I like to explore more on this particularly because career counseling aur careers ke upar mujhe bade is tarah ke sawal aate hain ki you know what mera kaun si degree mein scope zyada hai theek hai aur jab scope wala sawal aata hai na to jo mera dimag
kharab ho jata hai
phir jata hai na
mere sath bhi yahi hota hai
and I wanna go into that and jo aapne bhi ye demand creation ki baat ki hai wahan par I feel like any degree in the world can theoretically have scope if you know how to create your demand but we're going to talk about that in the next episode
sounds good
meanwhile thank you so much you guys for watching this episode if you like it please do share it with your friends hamari tamam episodes jo hain wo Spotify Google podcast Apple podcast aur Amazon pe available hain anyways this is Sagam Zamlasan Zaidi you're watching Thought Behind Things I'll see you in the next one